N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to N10. On the show this week, we have news of an exciting new business opening in Muswell Hill in February.
We have two arches for now. One will be main recording room, divided into little spaces, and the other arch will be rehearsals only. We'll always give priority to Muswell Hill talent.
We talked to actress Adie Allen about branching into the world of voiceovers.
Yeah, the world of character voices for cartoons and things. I've done a bit of that for this children's programme called The Sheepdog Tales. And I played an absolutely mental sheep who was called The Legend. Right, my darlings. Oh, my, come on, my little fluffy. Come on, my little lambkins, because she had lots of little babies. And she talked a little bit like that. She'd get a bit hysterical.
And our thing to do this week is kickboxing.
Circuit classes are a brilliant way of burning fat and a brilliant way of being sociable because you work together, you work in pairs, you work as a group.
You're listening to N10 with me, LJ. We start this week with a new business venture opening up under the arches of the Viaduct in Muswell Hill. I say new, but actually the business, Bonafide Studios, has been running very successfully in Shoreditch for the past 14 years. Now the company is looking to N10 for its next period of growth. Earlier, I spoke to the director and founder, Diana Bogdanovich, about the business.
Lots of people ask why I'm here, and it's just because London is what LA is, you know, for actors and actresses. It's a capital of European music, and you cannot possibly live elsewhere and then be involved in music. Studio idea was always in my head because it's so funny. I don't play an instrument. I can't sing to save my life. But I've always been involved with musicians. I've been DJing at the radio back in Serbia. I've been managing bands, organizing gigs. It was a good pocket money at the university. So I was always around. And, you know, I've decided to have the studio help produce people who have more talent than I do. And I did it in Shoreditch, which was the place to be for creative industries. And after 14 years in Shoreditch, I've moved to Muswell Hill.
And so where are the studios going to be?
In the Viaduct, which is the only place that music studio in Muswell Hill can be. It's under the bridge. Luckily, it's under the footbridge, because if it was a train running over, we couldn't have because of the vibration. So we are at the Viaduct, and we are open to suggestions from the community to help us how to improve the look, how to make it more safe, how to make it more secure. And I'm happy to announce that Councillor Jonathan Block is visiting on Saturday to offer his support and to offer his advice.
So just give me a little idea about how the studio is going to be and, you know, describe the place.
We definitely downsized. We had much, much bigger premises back in Shoreditch. We have two arches for now. One will be main recording room, divided into little spaces to help us record different people and different clients, from radio shows we have to the full band, because we do everything. We would like to say we're a one-stop shop. And the other arch will be rehearsals only. And we are hoping we can engage with the community around, because there is a beautiful Muswell Hill Center, community center, that we'd like to get involved with, if they want us. And North London Performing Center as well. We'll always give priority to Muswell Hill talent.
So people will be able to hire the rehearsal space, then also be able to buy your expertise in production.
Exactly. We would like to accommodate musicians with every budget. We work closely with record labels, but we also work with struggling musicians, and we work with charities as well. So we always invest our time as well in up-and-coming musicians that we spot talent. We try to invest in them. We are open for hire for any audio requirements.
And what's your musical flavour?
Well, originally, not that I'm that old, I really enjoyed punk in my teenage years. A little bit of hard rock as well. So my children reckon that Mummy only loves Halloween music because every DVD she possesses has a skull on it. But I like music in general.
What are you listening to at the moment?
Well, I have to say I'm listening to Arctic Monkeys at the moment. I'm slightly disappointed with their production, but I still can't shake it off. I like the band because I was involved in their early days. It's not kiss and tell, but we are in Shoreditch and we used to be neighbors over there. They started off with connection with the studio. So that's what I'm listening at the moment.
So if people want to get in touch or want to find out more?
They can do Twitter, they can do Facebook, but they can log on to bonafidestudio.co.uk or they can email me at info@bonafidestudio.co.uk.
That was the director of Bonafide Studios, Diana Bogdanovich. And now to actress A.D. Allen. A.D. has lived in the area for more than a decade and has been an actress for the best part of 20 years. She talks to us about moving into a new world for her, the world of voiceovers.
I think if you go into advertising, that is quite difficult. Now, I can do quite a lot with my voice, but I also need experienced people to sort of say, oh, bring this out or bring that out. And what I've done is made a demo of all the sort of varying different styles. Narrative, which is, you know, you'd read a story and you'd put on different accents to explain the characters. And then there's advertising style voices, which could be, you know, the way you can hear an ad and it sounds like somebody's giggling their way through it and it makes you want to buy the product, that kind of. But then there's also this whole world which I haven't got on my demo, but it's the world of character voices for cartoons and things. I've done a bit of that for this children's program called The Sheepdog Tales. It's set in Devon and it's basically lots of sheepdogs, and I played an absolutely mental sheep who was called the Legend. All right, my darlings. Oh, my. Come on, my little fluffy. Come on, my little lambkins, because she had lots of little babies. And she talked a little bit like that. She'd go, ah! She'd get a bit hysterical. So, and then there was a horse called Helen, who was very, because all the characters are quite short, all the animals are quite short, she was quite tall, you know, a big horse. So everything she said was as if she was shouting down, hello down there. Is it cold down there? It's really nippy up here. That sort of thing. I got it through doing a play at the Almeida Theatre. And I was playing a character who was a West Country character who talked a little bit like that. I'd been on a walk on the Hampstead Heath. I'm from Bristol. But, and there was a producer in, he'd been looking for this character that was this bonkers sheep, and part of the script was that this character had a laugh which was a cackling mad laugh. So I was doing this every night, and he then after the show one night came up and said, do you ever do voiceover, you know, voice work? And I said, well, I haven't really, I've done a little bit of radio. And he said, well, because we're looking for this character.
So what was difficult about doing that, having not done it before?
I hadn't been in the situation where I was characterising voices. You see the characters, as in animals, on a screen, and you get the script, and they sort of say, we imagine this a bit like this, and you sort of have to do it. And it's still acting. It takes you a while sometimes to realise it's still acting, but you have to sort of get it all into your voice. And until you've done that a few times, it's quite hard to get everything there instead of in the body. I think I've always been quite a physical actor. The voice is just part of the whole package, and so if you isolate that, you can sometimes feel like some of the tools you use have gone.
So you've come through acting, traditional acting?
I've been acting for 23 years. Trained at RADA, came up from Bristol, and I would say that my career's been good. For the first 10 years, it was really good. And then once I started having children, it just went off. If you look me up, it would say various television. I did Casualty for quite a few episodes, and I did some theatre at the Royal Court. And I'm really proud of some of the earlier theatre plays I did. They were new plays. There was one particularly called Boys Mean Business, which was at the Bush Theatre, and that was a long time ago. But the writer, Catherine Johnson, is the writer of Mamma Mia. I did a West End, West End run of an 8-1 play. He was very inspiring to work with. He's one of these writers that I think I did his play number 46, so he's probably on to play 50 now or something, you know. People almost criticise the fact that he is prolific and that he can just do a play like that, as if it's sort of, there's some secret thing to it. He used to write a play in 7 days, so he used to go, I've got this idea, I'm shutting myself in a room, and he'd have the whole piece finished within 7 days, and he wouldn't change a thing.
Have you ever worked with Mike Lean?
I did a workshop with him at RADA. He'd already done a couple of films, and he did a workshop with some of us for the day, and it was extraordinary because we all had to sit in this room and shut our eyes practically for the whole period, I think, and imagine who we were going to create in our heads, which character we were going to make. I think at the very end we got up and we had to walk around and imagine every room as the character that we had created, and that was the end of the workshop. Mm. Now I think that is so valuable, that sort of work, because most of the work is done in your head, actually. Yeah. But he's a brilliant man, and I would love to work with him.
That was actress Adie Allen. And finally, a look at what's on. This week, we hear about kickboxing classes at the Friends Meeting House on Church Crescent with personal fitness instructor Liz Kent.
I'm a personal trainer. My company is LK Personal Training. I normally work with individuals. I help them to get fit, tone up, lose weight. I'm a kickboxing instructor, so a lot of what I do involves boxing and kickboxing.
How did you get into kickboxing?
Funnily enough, I used to go to a different gym and we had a circuit class and it was taken by a professional ex-boxer and he used to let us hit him, actually. It's quite amusing. He was a big guy. We were all little girls, like, flailing away. But I really quite enjoyed it. And then he left to go to Australia or somewhere and they didn't run the class anymore. And I was moaning away to the people I worked with about how much I missed it. And they told me about this kickboxing gym that was down the road from my work. I used to work in a city. I spent many, many years working for all the big investment banks and trading houses. And whilst I was working at the bank, I started to learn kickboxing. I then discovered I was actually quite good at it. They asked me to start teaching it at the gym. So I was working all day at the bank, then going off to teach kickboxing in the evenings. And then I started taking personal training kickboxing sessions at the gym. And there came a point when I realised I was wishing the entire day away so I could go and do what I really wanted to do in the evenings. And there came a point for me when I actually took a long, hard look at that and decided that wasn't the way I wanted to live my life anymore.
Quite a jump, really, isn't it, from going from the city to being a personal trainer, really?
It's been a huge career change, but I don't regret it for a moment. It's wonderful. Having your own business is wonderful. Interacting with people on a daily basis, really on a one-to-one level, is great. Of course, doing something you love is always worthwhile. I'm running two classes, one's at 7.30 to 8.30, the other one's at 8.45 to 9.45. So depending on what time you get in from work and have your dinner, people can come to either class. It's a circuit class, and what circuit classes do, they're a very, very good way of doing a lot of different exercises and working on all over body fitness in a very quick amount of time. They work your arms, they work your legs, it works your core, every part of it. Obviously, because my speciality is kickboxing, is what I enjoy, we'll be involved in a lot of kickboxing drills as well. There'll be no contact, we're not going to beat each other up, that's not the class. Although if people want to do that, I can always put an extra class on.
Or outside.
Or before or after, or outside, indeed. It's going to be drills that we use in kickboxing in order to strengthen our legs, strengthen our arms, give us cardiovascular fitness and all of that that we're going to be using. But circuit classes are a brilliant way of burning fat and a brilliant way of being sociable, because you work together, you work in pairs, you work as a group, it's not just an individual thing.
What about for people that may not be quite so fit? Would you say that you need to be of a certain level to come to the classes?
It's okay to come along whatever your level of fitness, because you're working to what you're capable of doing, and everybody knows how much they can push themselves to. If you can only do three of something in a minute, that's fine. If you can do 30 in a minute, that's fine, because you are still getting the workout that your body can cope with at that moment in time. They're completely drop-in. You just come, you pay on the night. If you can come one week and you can't come the next, that's absolutely fine
as
well.
And how much are the classes?
£8 for the hours class.
And so when people come, they just come up and say hello to you. What should they do? Should they come before or what?
Preferably, they should come to my website, which is lkpersonaltraining.co.uk. Drop me a quick email so I know to expect them and I know they're coming, and to check that I have space. Otherwise, if they really haven't got the time to get in contact, then please just show up on the night.
If people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is lkpersonaltrain, because okay. I ran out of characters at that stage. Okay.
That was Liz Kent from LK Personal Training. And just to recap, the kickboxing starts this evening at Friends Meeting House on Church Crescent. But you can go to her website, lkpersonaltraining.co.uk, for more info. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Diana Bogdanovich, Adie Allen and Liz Kent. Next week, we'll be getting marathon training tips from the N10 Clinic and finding out whose private view is being held at local gallery. If you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to muswellhillmedia.co.uk/N10, or you can follow us on Twitter at muswellhm. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.